For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The nation has said its goodbyes to former President George H.W. Bush at a state funeral in Washington. He was eulogized by his son, former President George W. Bush.
Through our tears, let us know the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man, the best father a son or daughter could have. And in our grief, let us smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
The casket is now back in Texas at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston. He will lay in repose overnight as citizens come to pay their respects. Thursday, there's one more memorial service. Then he will be laid to rest alongside his wife Barbara and 3-year-old daughter Doro. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin are trying to make some lame duck changes. With Democrats about to take over the Wisconsin governor's and state attorney general's office, the Republican-controlled state legislature pushed through a series of bills designed to limit their power. Governor Scott Walker, who narrowly lost his bid for re-election last month, has indicated he will sign. They mirror North Carolina's action in 2016 after a Democratic governor was elected there. They include stripping the governor of control of a state's jobs board and preventing the attorney general from withdrawing from a lawsuit challenging the Affordable Care Act. "You're sore losers," the Democratic leader told Republicans. The FDA has approved a new prescription for dogs that are afraid of loud noises. Clinical trials of Pexian show it did calm the dogs' reactions to fireworks. But it must be given to the dogs twice daily for 2 days before it will work. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
National Security Advisor John Bolton is expressing strong support for Israel's military option against Hezbollah attack tunnels crossing the Lebanese border. With more, here's John Clemens.
In a tweet, Bolton called on the Iranian-backed Lebanese terror group to stop digging tunnels into Israel and not respond to the current military operation. Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus of the Israeli Defense Forces described the objective of the operation.
Our aim is to detect, expose, and eventually to destroy each and every cross-border attack tunnel that Hezbollah has dug from Lebanon into Israel.
I'm John Clemens.
SpaceX launched a supply flight to the International Space Station, but not everything went well.
SpaceX successfully launched its Dragon cargo ship to the space station, but an attempt to bring the Falcon 9 rocket's first stage back to a landing in Cape Canaveral was not successful. The rocket steering system malfunctioned and the booster ended up splashing down in the Atlantic Ocean well offshore. Engineers say the problem should be relatively easy to fix, and it's not expected to impact downstream flights.
Part of the cargo aboard was a Christmas turkey with all the trimmings for the space crew. The Miss America organization is widening its purge of state officials who have opposed the national leadership. The licenses in New Jersey, New York, and Florida have been terminated. So far, 8 states could have their pageant leadership replaced. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.